Hello, good evening, and welcome to another episode of the Evening Almanac with comedian Jamie Jackson, episode 600, 4,900, and fuck your mum. So, am I brilliant? Am I really just naturally talented and brilliant, born to do this, a gift to humanity, and a hidden gem ready to be discovered by society? Am I? I had a good gig last night. See, that's how much your mood changes, isn't it? Like, yesterday, I had a bad gig on Wednesday, so I'm like, am I shit? Had a good gig yesterday, and now I'm like, I'm just a natural, actually. Probably don't need to even work at this. I'm a gift given by the gods, handed down. Zeus came down, fucked some woman. Zeus was a swordsman, wasn't he? Zeus loved ploughing through human women. Yeah, he loved it. He didn't stick to his own. Didn't stick to the gods. He loved to come down and have lots of illegitimate sons who were then these kind of half gods, half humans with daddy issues because they'd been abandoned. And he was a reckless dad, basically, is what I'm saying. And he never paid child support. But I suppose he did give them, like, some superpowers. But whatever. Divine powers. Not even superpowers. Divine powers. Why are we talking about Zeus? Yes, it was a good gig. Let me explain a little bit why. There was a comedian that he's been doing comedy for about 11 years. Chris. Oh, I feel bad now. He comes on with a suit. Bald. He's got a clipboard. There is another guy who is bald with a beard. Like him, and a clipboard, and comes on in a suit called, I think, the Beardy Guy or whatever. Anyway, that's not him. There is another, he's the other one. They're two very similar. He's the one who goes, yeah, a lot. I don't know if you know who he is. You probably don't. You might be listening to this and you've never gone to watch comedy in your life, so I'll shut up. The point is, I had a nice little chat with him before the gig, because he was there on Wednesday when I had a bad gig, and then he was there tonight, and I was basically like, I don't know what happened last night. I got in my head too much. I don't really know what's going on. And anyway, I just was much more present when I got on stage last night. And this is going to sound weird, and this is the last thing I'm going to say about it, really, but I love reading from a book on stage, and I love it when comedians read from a book on stage. Stuart Lee used to get a book out and he used to read quotes and things like that. There used to be a guy called Will Smith, not the black guy who slaps people, but the comedian Will Smith, and he used to get a book out and read quotes and things like that. Alistair Beckett King does it as well. Every time I see a comic do it, I love it. Right, and I love the whole idea of kind of reading a book but also talking. And I did some of that last night, and it worked really well. And I always bring my notes on stage, always, right? But I normally have the book on the floor, just as a bit of a security blanket. But I think I'm going to start making the book more of my act. I had a little bit of a revelation last night. It's a comfort blanket, but also, I don't know why, I like it. I like the format. I like the format of chatting to the audience, but then being like, we've got to get back to this. And it's like, there's a comedian called Bunny Hopkins, a musical guy, and his act is basically 5 or 10 minutes of him talking about how he's going to start a song and then not ever really starting it or getting around to it. And I don't know why, I love that comedy. And I think it's, you can do that with a book, because you can go off piste and you can muck about, and then you can go, look, we've got to get back to this. There's like a structure to your set, even though it's a fake structure. And so anyway, I think I'm gonna do more of bringing a book on stage, because then I've got my notes, but then also I've got other stuff. And then I said, look, there's some one-liners I want to do. I've never worked out how to do one-liners in a set, because I'm not a one-linery comedian, but I do like one-liners. And if you just chuck them in as if it's not authentic, because it's not you. It's like you're talking and then suddenly you're chucking in a one-liner and it's like, what? So what I did was I told a story last night, which I think went quite well. And then I just was like, right, I'm going to read you some one-liners. Tell me if they're shit or not. And I did that once when I was an MC, and I really enjoyed it. It was the best bit of the night for me, that is. So anyway, there you go. Some breakthroughs. I have a radio. I'm actually on the radio tonight. But that's, it's not like BBC or anything. It's one of my comedian mates. He's doing a radio show, and it's like a digital station. So, you know, I don't know whether anyone... no one listens to this and I do it, so what's the difference? But so yes, I'm doing that, but I really want to get into radio, so I'm going to have a sneaky look at what's going on there. But I'm actually like the guest on his show. I haven't prepared anything. I don't know whether I should, because Tim Grover, who was the coach for Michael Jordan, and I don't know if you've heard of him, and Kobe Bryant, he said, you know, don't think. When it actually comes down to doing the thing, don't think. Prepare, train, but when you actually get there, don't think. You should be in the flow. So maybe I just need to not think. Anyway, I'm going to do that book thing, is what I was saying. Yeah, and it was a lovely night last night. I counted, there was over 50 people in the room, I believe. And it's a big, proper room with a stage, and it's just meant to be an open mic night, that gig. But AJ, who runs it, she has a great night, and getting 50 people in a packed out room with a stage, and you have music, you know, when you walk on stage, and it lights, and it's a really proper, decent setup, and it's a great sound system. So it's just a joy to do, especially when there is a whole audience. So, yes, very pleased. Two shit gigs, one good one. So there you go. I'll take that ratio for the minute. All right. Goodness knows what the ratio is of this podcast being good to shit. But let's maths, innit? No one wants to do maths. Okay, I'll see you on the next pod.